Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up in just a few minutes, New York City public advocate candidate Andrew Roche. He got written up in Thomas Friedman's international affairs column in the New York Times yesterday. We'll find out why. But first, as kind of a follow-up on the Rick Santorum interview, don't look now, but guess who did pro bono legal work for a gay rights group? Supreme Court nominee John Roberts. This is from today's Los Angeles Times. It says Supreme Court nominee John Roberts worked behind the scenes for gay rights activists, and his legal expertise helped them persuade the Supreme Court to issue a landmark 1996 ruling protecting people from discrimination because of their sexual orientation. With us now for a few minutes to put this in the context of Roberts' career and confirmation process is Michael Duffy from Time Magazine. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Brian.
So what was this case?
Well, I think most people will recall it, and some people will recall it quite vividly. It was a 1996 Supreme Court ruling that really is regarded by many gay and lesbian legal experts as the single most important case. It essentially protected people from discrimination based on their sexual orientation. It was a 6-3 ruling, and really is the biggest, most high-profile case that has come before the High Court regarding gay rights. And what it turns out is that Roberts had done some pro bono legal work. This was a story that was broken this morning by the LA Times, on behalf of the activists who had brought the case. His role seems to have been chiefly behind the scenes, but helping with briefs and legal strategy, which doesn't really surprise me. He didn't argue the case in front of the court. We would have known that, of course. But he obviously had a bigger pro bono docket than a lot of people had realized.
Right, and as the LA Times puts it, he did not write the legal briefs or argue the case before the High Court, but he was instrumental in reviewing filings and preparing oral arguments, according to several lawyers intimately involved in the case. So does this reveal anything about Roberts' politics or possible approach to gay rights cases that might be coming before him if he's confirmed to the Supreme Court?
I think we should all say together every time a question like this comes up, Brian, this reveals nothing about his politics. You know, being a member of the appellate bar in Washington, particularly in these firms, if you've worked in the Solicitor General's office, people come to you all the time from all walks of life and with all kinds of cases. And having a guy like Roberts in your shop was terribly useful for a lot of different reasons. I suspect that he did, you know, as he did when he was working for Reagan, he was just a tremendously effective advocate for whatever cases he took. Now, what's interesting is he didn't turn this work down. In fact, the LA Times makes clear is that he kind of jumped on it and said, let's do it. And, you know, it's hard to imagine that perhaps a Justice Scalia or Thomas would have taken that approach. This is kind of what happens when you have someone who's a practiced appellate lawyer in Washington at that level. They kind of tend to take all comers. And so I think it's encouraging.
But do they take all comers? I'm really curious about this because the White House has maintained that the many conservative positions he's taken in the past before the court were for clients and therefore can't be read into regarding his own views. But is that really true? Do we buy that idea whole? Can't a very successful lawyer like John Roberts pick and choose the clients that he has to some degree to, you know, for cases that reflect his interests or his beliefs?
They absolutely can, and they can also take cases on like this in order to make sure that, you know, questions like this come up and say, he's got a more complicated legal background than we think. You know, when you're in Roberts' sort of world and you know that you're going to be you'd been considered for the D.C. Appellate Court once and you might be considered again and you were in the, you know, potential running someday for Supreme Court, you find yourself with opportunities like this and you might take them for a lot of reasons. So I don't think you can come to any conclusions about his politics.
All I can say is I wish I had this yesterday before I taped my interview with Senator Santorum. Do you expect this to affect the politics of his confirmation process in the Senate, maybe from the right?
No, I don't expect any of this to change at all. I kind of think Roberts' confirmation is sort of set in stone from the minute they chose him because the paper trail is so all over the place, and there's nothing that I think is going to sink him from either side.
No,
so I tend to say no, Brian.
It's a little more all over the place as a result of today's
right.
LA Times story. Michael Duffy from Time, thanks a lot.
You bet.